look, can we just say enough is enough already? And first, 4 years ago, Clear Channel takes WINZ Miami, where I had been employed, and decides, nah, we need a clearance for Fox Sports in Miami, which, by the way, forget the name, Clear Channel owns. So they changed the format from progressive talk in the bluest county in the country, Broward County, from progressive talk to the fourth or it might be fifth sports talk station in South Florida, where now liberals don't have any single outlet on the publicly owned airwaves. A couple years later, go to San Francisco, Green 960 in the very, very blue San Francisco. They decide they need to put Glenn Beck on another station, and they change Green 960 to whatever the fuck they call it now. Fast forward to Friday, KPOJ, in the very progressive town of Portland, Oregon. Oh, well, they need another outlet for Fox Sports, and they kill KPOJ. What the fuck?
Yeah, speaking of national disgrace, I mean, this really is. And because this is our public airwaves that we're talking about that have been turned over to these corporations. Now, I actually hadn't realized, are you saying that Clear Channel also owns the Fox Sports format?
Yes.
So the way Clear Channel also owns, for example, a Premier Radio,
yes,
the syndicators?
Yes.
Okay, I hadn't realized that, which makes me just even more outraged,
uh-huh,
because, you know, this is, somebody needs to bring an antitrust action. This is, you know, unbelievable. And by the way, you also missed, there was a couple of other places that did this as well. KLSD down in
San Diego, which was also a Clear Channel station.
Yep, also a Clear Channel. They did the same thing. And you know, so these corporations were allowed to buy up all of these stations. And even when they do keep the progressive station on the air in any particular town, you know, they by and large do it to keep down the competition. They put them on transmitters that don't have nearly the reach, they don't advertise them, and they run the right-wing station at the same time. So there is no competition. The game is rigged. For those right-wingers who say, oh, well, this is the market speaking, bullshit. This is not the free market. This is a rigged game. This is the equivalent of Coca-Cola owning both the rights to distribute Coca-Cola and Pepsi in,
yep,
the same town.
Yeah.
So who do you think is going to sell more?
That's,
you know,
right.
It's going to be Coke because they're not going to advertise Pepsi. They're not going to let anybody know it's there. The game is rigged. There should be antitrust suits being brought. In 1948, Paramount Pictures versus United States. They found that this was back when the studio system also owned all the theaters around the country. And so they found that, you know, the theaters would only put in the products from their own studio. And in that way, they were able to limit what people could and couldn't see because they had a monopoly, you know, essentially, to show whatever they want and to keep out of theaters whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
And the U.S. sued under antitrust laws and broke that up and basically forced the studio system to sell off all of their theaters around the country. Well, you've got the same thing when you've got, you mentioned the Green 960 up in
San Francisco,
right?
Yep.
They're willing to take lower ratings but put on Glenn Beck instead of Stephanie Miller in the morning because they know that, which is syndicated by Premier, which is also owned by Clear Channel. They're willing to take the lower ratings on their radio station because they need Glenn Beck to be in another major market because that helps them sell ads.
Exactly, now. And that's what happened here in Miami. Look, Fox Sports, it's now 940, the sports animal, has never even gotten the ratings we had with Progressive Talk on,
yep,
that frequency. Doesn't matter because they needed the major market clearance for Fox Sports. Now, here's the other thing. It was on another station in the market. That's why it took them about 7 or 8 months from the time they fired me to the time they finally put Fox Sports on there. They were just running out the clock until the contract ended with the other station. They wanted, I don't even ask me what that was about. They wanted to kill Progressive Talk in South Florida.
Well, they're using, you know, their own means of distribution, as was the case, you know, in Paramount versus U.S. They're using their own, owning, controlling the means of distribution to control what gets distributed. And they're doing that with their premiere shows. They're doing that with Fox Sports. And when they're not doing that, they're doing it to keep down the competition.
That's right.
You know, look, if and I broadcast, as you know, when I sit in for Mike Malloy, I broadcast out of a Clear Channel station down here, K-Talk.
Right.
And from Stephanie Miller, where Stephanie Miller, her studio.
Right.
I use her studios. Well, you know, 20 feet down the hall is the right-wing station,
that's
KFI,
right.
which
that's
is also
right.
owned by Clear Channel.
That's right.
And they're not going – KFI is the number one station in L.A., not just the number one talk station. It's the number one station. So if they advertise K-Talk, if you and I owned K-Talk, if we owned the progressive station, we would be fighting like hell to take listeners away from KFI,
that's
the right-wing station.
That's right.
You know, we would be competing. It would be real competition. Now, the last thing the Clear Channel wants to do is take listeners away from KFI, the number one station, because this is a hell of a big advertising, you know, the largest media market in the country
yep.
out here in L.A., I think.
Yep.
This is a big thing to, you know, to tell advertisers, hey, you will be on the number one station in
That's
Los
right.
Angeles.
That's right.
They don't want to threaten that. They don't want to take away listeners from KFI to put them to their other station.
Right, but K-Talk. Brad, but there's another element to this. And that is the fact that Clear Channel, when it was owned by the Mays family who owned uh-huh. Clear Channel before they sold it to Bain, was a very right wing, family, big Bush supporters based in San Antonio, Texas. Okay. But then they sold a controlling share of their company, Clear Channel, to Bain Capital. Hello, there are market forces at work here and political forces at work here. They want that right-wing message to go out, and they want the progressive message, frankly, the Democratic Party message, to be stifled.
And let's be clear. People have a right, if they want, to push any particular political affiliation that they may like. However, these are our public airwaves. This is different. This is not, you know, cable TV, for instance. Or
I know.
Newspaper.
Well, that's the
disconnect. People don't exist unless we, the government, give them the licenses to use our public airwaves. And in exchange for getting those licenses for free, they have to serve the public interest.
I know.
And the fact is, they're not serving the public interest when they cut off, you know, the only progressive talk in cities like Portland and San Francisco
and Miami,
for that matter, or Miami,
Broward
that's
County,
right.
Fort Lauderdale. Hello, we still have nothing. It's been over 4 years since they changed that station, and there is no outlet for a progressive point of view on the public airwaves down here.
And this is, we need to take this back to the FCC. And when we do that, we have to take this back to Barack Obama, because he could have ordered his FCC to start enforcing the public interest obligations
and he didn't.
Of these radio stations.
I know. And look, the reason that things are like this, sorry, I lay the blame squarely at Bill Clinton's feet for ever signing the 1996
yep.
Communications Act.
Look,
right. Democrats did this to us. And as I said to open the show, and by the way, Brad, we will not talk about this on Randy's show this afternoon, only because, look, I'm in her house, and I'm a guest there, and her show is syndicated by Premier Radio,
mm-hmm.
which is owned by Clear Channel. It's
and
not,
that's the problem, isn't it?
It's not my place to say anything. Now, I wouldn't put it past Randy to say anything, but she might not either, because you don't bite the hand that feeds you. But
no,
that's why I'm doing it here.
This is the problem that we come across, because
yep.
now we have to self-censor. Now, when I do the Malloy show, I actually will go out and badmouth Clear Channel.
Good.
But I completely understand. I probably pull my punches for that reason because,
yep.
hey, here I am broadcasting out of their studios.
Yep.
And so those are the kind of conflicts of interest that don't belong on our airwaves, that are crippling our airwaves. So when we hear these right-wingers say, oh, it's, you know, nobody wants to hear progressive talk, nonsense. There's no competition. There's self-censorship. And it's killing political discussion in this country. And instead of that, we've got $300 billion or million or whatever the hell it is, $3 billion put in by corporations to buy our elections instead.
I know. It's
insane.
By the way, somebody in the chat room just said, I bet 1090 in Seattle is next. Well, 1090 in Seattle, by the way, is one of the few owned by CBS. What you need to do, though, is support the few stations that are there. Show up at their events. Support their sponsors. Listen to the station. If by some chance you're contacted by Arbitron to either carry around a personal people meter or to fill out a diary, do it. We need to get the ratings up on these stations and to show that, you know, that there's an audience for this kind of programming.
And let me just suggest that I have heard that, too, from somebody who is in a position to know, who has said to me, yes, the Seattle station is next. So I would suggest that people start their protest now, their support right now, to be really loud up there in Seattle, or you, too, are going to lose your one progressive outlet in Seattle.